Hello and welcome to the Tank Slappers podcast. I'm your host, Lewis Duncan. Joining me as ever is Oriol Puigdemont. And on this week's episode, we have a special guest. We are joined by Petronas Sepang Racing Team MotoGP rider, Andrea Dovizioso. Andrea, welcome to the podcast. How are you?
Ciao tutti. All good. Thank you.
It's been quite a crazy couple of weeks for you because, of course, you made your MotoGP return at Misano with the Petronas team. I mean, how do you assess that first week back in the job? Because you had the race, you had the test, you had a lot to learn, new bike, new team. How was it?
Yes, it has been very, very difficult, tough, but we knew that. And it was very important to start as soon as possible because what we learned and what I... where I worked during the 3 days of the weekend has been very important to do the 2 days of test in the best way, because after 3 days of feedback, we were able to work at the test in a more clear idea, in a more clear situation. So that it was very important. And even at the test, I found a completely different situation. So everything is new, different, very, very, very different, and takes time to adapt to the new situation, because in the way you have to approach the track is completely different.
What's been the biggest adjustment to the Yamaha you've had to make so far? Because, of course, it's a completely different motorcycle to the Ducati that you rode for 8 years.
Well, it's... there isn't only one. I mean, everything, because the position on the bike, the size and the measure are completely different. And for a short rider like me, it's a limit. It's a problem because it's difficult for me to arrive on the footrest, on the rear brake, the gear, to the handlebar. I can't use the same position as the other riders because I'm too short. that it was the first limit, the first day, because when you don't feel good on the bike, doesn't matter in how good is the bike. So that it was the first limit. Second one, it was the grip, the entry, the feeling you have with the chassis. It was completely different, and that takes time because you have to understand the limit. So you have to understand the positive and the negative things and try to use the potential, and that takes time. Apart of that, the exit, you can't accelerate from a low speed. You need a lot of speed to accelerate well. So in the way you approach the brake and the end at the corners are completely different. So all these things, I understood this during the weekend, during the test. So it's not about you make one practice and you have everything on your hand. So it takes time. That's why we wanted to start on the race weekend. And from a result side, it's the worst things to do. But to have a chance to do 5 races, 2 tests this year is a dream for next year. So this is really good, and it's hard, it's difficult. We can't look too much the result, but this is what we need to try to be competitive next year.
Andrea, how did you feel physically after the race weekend and a 2 days testing, considering that you've been training a lot with and even racing a lot with motocross bikes? But how did you feel?
Very well, and I was surprised because I didn't have a big limit about my physical condition. For sure helped me, because when I don't feel good, I don't push 100%, and that maybe helped me. And also because with less power, you have to use less energy. And the bike in the middle of the corners turn easily, and that's how stiff you are on the bike change. So I think all of these things affect, and I wasn't bad for sure after the race. And when I went to the test, I was feeling a bit strange with my neck. I know my neck, everybody knows I have a big problem with my neck, so it's normal. But I think it was more the different position on the bike more than a race weekend. for sure is a mix, but the position changed a lot. So in the way I have to use my body, it was completely new.
Of course, you find yourself in a new situation as a Yamaha rider. You're contracted to the factory. What has been the kind of the atmosphere that you've found within the Petronas team and also around about Yamaha as well? I guess it's very, very different to what you've been used to.
Yes, it's very, very different. But first, it's very different because if you know very well the Italian mentality, is different about everything. When you are at the dinner, when you speak about developing, when you try to make the strategy during the race, they are Italian, and I know very well how the Italian they are, positive and negative. So the situation is completely different, but I did already a lot of experience in this situation in the past, when I raced a lot with Honda and 1 year with Yamaha. So I raced just with the Italian people, it's very hard, but I already did a lot of experience, so it wasn't new.
Talking about your former team, about this Italian mentality and so, it looks like Ducati has been really, really fast, really consistent with many different riders. And speaking to them, they also, I mean, they admitted to me the other day, well, the bike is good, but it looks like finally all what Andrea said, I mean, all the pushing from him in terms of turning the bike, need more turning, it finally works. So, well, how does it feel to you that they finally admit and all the benefits are now for others?
You can tell about me what you want. If you are a fan of me, you can believe I'm fast or not, but if you are a lot of question mark about what I'm saying about the positive and negative things of the bike, you don't understand a lot about bike, so I'm not surprised to hear that.
Like you said, it's a dream to do these final races, to do two tests, to get up to speed for next year. Have you got a goal in mind for what you want by the end, by the final race? You know, do you have a result that you would like to achieve? And looking forward to next year, is this going to be your best chance of fighting for a world championship on a factory Yamaha?
About that, I don't know, and it's not the moment to think about that. Fortunately, I have some time this year to working on that, and this is really good, without a lot of pressure. About the result, I don't expect a lot this year, and I don't want to say anything because I don't think it will affect the next year. I mean, it's better to be in front. If I will do that, this means I adapt to the bike very quick, very fast, and I can be very positive for next year. But if I will not do that, doesn't mean I can't be competitive next year. How good is this bike to do the result? I can't know. When I make a comparison on the data with the other riders, where they are faster, I can't know how much is the rider, how much is the bike. So the important thing for me is to be closer, to adapt and be closer. This is the goal of this year. This is the best things I have to do this year, and learn and understand the positive and negative, but especially how to use the positive things of the bike. This is what I have to do with the team this year. When I will try the new bike at the end of the season, I will know a bit more about the difference from the bike, but doesn't change anything what I can do or in the way I can work in these four races. So I think it will be very difficult to do a good result for many reasons. First, because it's difficult to adapt that fast. I don't know how much I can adapt. And if you don't have a good position on the grid, you can't make a good result, even more with Yamaha, maybe. That's why I don't speak too much about the result, and I don't have a real clear target about position this year.
One small thing, because it shocked me also in Misano when you said that the Yamaha is the biggest bike of the grid in terms of dimension, but at least from outside, the Ducati is not small. So
Ducati, I mean, are tighter. You can't know. You have to measure to understand how large is the chassis, and the chassis. Where there is the footrest or the chassis where you have the knee, you can't know how large it is from outside. But it's normal. I mean, if you have a four-cylinder line, it's larger. It's long. Mm-hmm. So Ducati looks very long, but long is affect a lot the how is the fairing.
Yeah, so the riding position, it's much shorter.
The real measure, I don't know even now, because I don't check normally these kind of measures. But how large is the bike is important for a rider. You are sure.
Well, Andrea, we really appreciate you coming to join us today, and we thank you so much. And we wish you the best of luck for the rest of the season. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ciao, ciao.
Thank you.
So that was awful nice of Andrea to join us, Yuri. Very some interesting answers, I thought, there, especially about Ducati.
Yeah. We know that he still has something deep inside him. So I think it was worth to ask him.
Yeah, absolutely. The thing I love about Dovi is he's this kind of journalist dream, because you ask him a question and usually he gives you a very detailed answer.
Yes.
It's good. Anyway, we'll look to the other parts of the grid now, just to look ahead to this weekend's US Grand Prix. I suppose the kind of the big thing everyone's looking at is the championship battle. Fabio Quartararo has had his championship lead cut to 48 points after the last two rounds. Pecco Bagnaia is on some crazy form. And you have to think that with the improvements that Ducati has made this year with the bike, with the turning, you know, as we've been speaking about earlier with Andrea, you know, Ducati looks like a real weapon this weekend. You know, it's always been a difficult track, but it's been resurfaced, so the bump shouldn't be an issue. It can turn. You know, a difficult weekend in prospect, I think, for the rest.
Yes, but at the same time, I was not expecting Fabio to be so competitive in Misano, and he was really, really fast. So, I think also, yes, as you mentioned before, I mean, normally the Ducati Austin is not the best track for the Desmo Sedici, but considering this year improvements, I can see Pecco defending himself really, really, really good there. First sector, I mean, not first sector, but the back straight and the main straight with this uphill. And let's see how Pecco's perform in this T1 with all these turnings. Let's see. I'm very interested on see how they fight, because I'm convinced that they will be in front. They both will be in front, because as Mark said in the pre-event press conference, when you're fighting for the title, you normally has this extra power, extra boost. So I'm convinced that they both will be there fighting in front.
Pecco was in the press conference earlier today, and you know, he didn't make too much of a thing about the championship, but he must know in the back of his mind that one mistake from Fabio and one good result from him, he's back in the game.
You know what? It's funny to me. It's nothing related to that, but I was thinking when I was listening to Pecco, I mean, also his body language and his way to talk, his I don't know how to say his. Acting skills, I wouldn't say acting, but you know, he's moving in front of the cameras on the stage. He looks really like Dobby. You know, he's very relaxed. He's trying to just use the perfect word for each explanation. So I was listening to him and say, wow, this is really, really, really how Dobby would speak about this. I mean, he tries to show himself very relaxed, very quiet, very, let's say, I don't know how to say in English, but
switched on, yeah,
and very cerebral, or
yeah, serene, yeah, yeah, very, very calm and quiet. He's very well spoken as well as Pecco, and I suppose just to go a little bit more off topic, it's testament to, I think, Valentino's and the way he brings up those riders from the Rider Academy, because you know, Pecco's like that, you know, Franco's like that, you know, even Luca Marini's like that. They're all really genuinely quite nice people.
And at the same time, I also see Fabio really relaxed.
Yeah.
Really with the situation under control. Let's see if they make a mistake. If he makes a mistake, how this mistake would affect him. I would be interested on or curious on see. I mean, not for him, because I don't want. I really like Fabio, but in a way, I would like to see him under real pressure to see how he would react.
Oh, yeah, it was funny. I was on a podcast the other week with our American colleague BT, and we kind of said that if Fabio doesn't win the championship, then he'll be really cruel, because he has done such a great job, and whenever there's been a problem, he has bounced back, and he is in that position now where he knows that he can just finish behind Pecco in every race and the championship's his. So he's in this really privileged position where he knows that he...
And don't forget, Lewis, that what happened last year to him, he had a lot of ups and downs, and that those downs were the ones that this year could have penalized him, because instead of 48 points advantage, he would have probably, I don't know, 30. And 30, the pressure having 30 points is not the same that when you have 48.
Absolutely.
So...
Yeah, we've said it time and time again. I mean, Fabio, just the rider that we've seen of Fabio this year is the rider that we all, back in 2019 at Misano, and Mark, he had that race with Mark, and Mark said, you know, Fabio's going to be a title challenger. I think this is now the rider that we all expected him to be back then. Speaking of Mark, you know, we come to Austin and it's a happy hunting ground for him, you know, left-handed circuit, which should suit him, but I don't think it'll be so easy for him, because that first sector, a lot of changes direction, that's going to put a lot of strain on his right shoulder. So I find it difficult that we'll see Mark as strong as he was at Aragon, for example.
Well, let's see, because he had time to rest. That's good, because after Aragon he went straight to Misano, so he used a lot of energy in that fight, in that battle with Pecco in Aragon. And then he went straight to Misano in a non-easy track for him and for his shoulder. So I think after that, he has, let's say, a much better or a much optimistic scenario there, because he had time to rest, and now we are in a left-handed track. Mm-hmm. So let's see, because I think that he will be fast.
I think he'll be fast, but there's a couple of sections of track that
I mean, don't forget that in Misano he finished fourth.
Yeah, and it was just, it's a good point. It was a strong fourth. I think there are going to be sections, you know, there's that sequence at the kind of the end of the circuit where it's long right-handers. I think he'll struggle. There will be some, I think there'll be a bigger adjustment period in terms of how he figures out how to ride than he did at Aragon, and I think would be the best way to put it. But it is Mark. We know that, you know, he is fast. One, I know, just finally, I think it'll be interesting to see what the Suzukis do this weekend, because of course the last time we came here was Alex Rins's victory. You know, Juan was a rookie, so but the bike hasn't developed much since last year, and it seems like I can't help but feel that will penalize them a lot this weekend, because they've got that straight and they don't have a good ride height system to really help them there. You know, a lot of uphill sections where they need power. I think this is going to be a really, really difficult weekend for Suzuki.
It can be. Let's see if they can use the new rear high adjuster, and they have it ready, and how they can make the most of the bike.
Yeah, they did. Joanne was quite positive about it after the Misano test. But, you know, this is a completely different circuit, so we'll have to wait and see. Of course, the other kind of factor we need to look out for is the weather, because it looks quite unsettled. Yeah. So, yes. Hopefully not too unsettled, because I don't think I can cope with any rain delays and things like that. Not in this particular timetable. I know it's late over there for you, Yuri, so I'm gonna wrap up there. Thank you so much for your company, as always. We'll be back next weekend, of course, to discuss what will hopefully be a dry and trouble-free American Grand Prix.